I invite you to close your eyes and bring your awareness and your attention to your physical body. Are there any areas within your body calling your attention? And if there's any area calling your attention, it might be your hip, it could be your knee, it could be your big toe. Whatever area is calling your attention, visualize a bubble of peace and love surrounding that area on your body. It's calling your attention. It's asking you, pay attention to me, pay attention to us. And the very attention that we pay it now is one to just send it acknowledgement. Yes, we acknowledge that you are calling our attention and focus to you. And we're just sending and bathing that area in a love wash, a bubble of peace. We are here. We are here for the whole totality of our body. And now that we've sent that wave of peace and love, know that you can return to doing this mini exercise, this mini love exercise at any time you feel a part of your body again calling your attention. But let us suspend all of those aspects of the body now and come closer to that soul energy, that grand soul energy that is so present when Kryon brings us a message. So thank you, Kryon. We are so looking forward to your message.
Is the Messiah really coming back? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This may be a pressing question to some of certain spiritual beliefs. What if it was more than that? What if there was one more Messiah than you thought, maybe two or three? What if the question is, are all the Messiahs coming back? If you start to study the belief systems of this planet and the billions who are invested in them, you'll find that of five of the major spiritual systems, four of them expect a master to return. You might find that a coincidence, or perhaps it's part of what you're experiencing right now. Maybe it's even what the indigenous talked about. What if they all are back already? Dear ones, I want to present something that is controversial to many. Those who were grown in a belief system and programmed in a belief system, even ones of love, have come to expect a returning master. And in almost all cases, the aspect of the return is to save this planet from turmoil. A returning master will come and give peace in times that are not peaceful. That will return that which is love to a planet that perhaps doesn't have that. So the returning messiahs, no matter how many or from what belief system, they seem all to have the same purpose, to bring peace to planet Earth. Dear ones, I am going to make a statement here, and then I'm going to do a little more explanation. That has always been a metaphor, always. Instead of a returning human being that would somehow come from the skies and make some kind of a statement and build a temple on the planet and rule, which is the apparition, you might say, or the visualization, you might say, that we were given, you were given, all were given as the reality in 3D. What if instead it was a metaphor of the consciousness of the master you expect that then would be placed upon the planet at a certain time, that would infuse the consciousness of humanity with the tools to help bring peace? And what if there were more than one master? Well, there is. Independent, in many belief systems, there is not the same one. There are actually many. There are many more even than are presented in your major belief systems. For many of the indigenous had the same kind of a realization or a belief. What I am telling you now is that all of them together have come back to this planet and imbued themselves onto this grid of consciousness that is yours, in the field that is yours, in order to do exactly what you expected. The messiahs are here, not as physical human beings, but as a consciousness of love and grace and beauty and wisdom and understanding that you know that they represented. Can you then sit for a moment, no matter what your teaching has been, and realize they've returned? They're back. What is interesting is that this particular shift that you are in, it's the one that we spoke of so many times. It's the one that I spoke of even. In 1993, when I presented the first book that is Kryon called The End Times, the book was named after an idea that it's the end of the old times, that old consciousness was now dated and would start to shift into a new consciousness. That has been the message that I have given of love. Something you deserve is coming. Not the Armageddon in the years of 2000s, like you were told. Not some kind of returning master who was going to take over the planet, as you might have been told. But instead, something even grander. A time when all humanity would start to absorb mastery, and slowly they would have the attributes of the master you'd expect to return. This is what is taking place, barely starting on this planet, as you start to correct some of the things from an aging old energy that is still battling you right now. You are presently sitting in the battle of old and new consciousness. Some would call it dark and light. That's how old consciousness looks to you. It's a darker idea that countries should attack countries, that resources should not be shared but conquered. This is an old energy that has been with you for centuries and only has been then start to change in the last decade or two. And this is why you start to see a real dichotomy between how people think, what people do, the ideas that they might have to move forward are starting to be very, very different. It's the chasm of consciousness that we predicted, and it is here. That someday those will look at you and your ideas and say, you're nuts, you're crazy. Humanity and history will show you're crazy because this has never happened before, and here you are saying this is going to happen. But they're not looking around to see the attributes that are happening, that start to prove they're happening. Dear ones, light is winning no matter what you see on your television sets. Light is winning. And if you are going to judge this planet by your media, you're not going to have much peace. I want you to stop that. Perhaps get your news in other areas, in other ways, from professionals. And drop into your heart and understand that no matter what you believe is wrong with the world or with your country or the way things are working, that compassion is starting to win. And you will see it in so many areas of humans starting to move how they think things work. Even corporations, and eventually even government, into a more compassionate way of presenting itself, of electing itself, of working with others, with understanding that humanity needs these kinds of things that are fresh and new. And the one overwhelming idea and cognizing thought that history will not repeat itself again. And one of the reasons is that all of those messiahs and the energies of that which has been expected to come back is here. Can you imagine for a moment the love and the wisdom and the mastery of the messiahs that were expected to come back on this planet would be a tool for you as you sit there? You might have expected a human to return and take care of things. That's a very old idea, and it's disempowering for you. For there you sit, once again, in a system that says you don't have to do anything and it will be done for you or to you, and you're simply a victim of whatever happens and you hope it works. This is old energy thinking. Instead, here is the truth. You are magnificent. You have wisdom within, and it's always been there. And as the veil lifts slightly, you start to see the wisdom, the maturity, the intuition of what's next from the tools that are presented to you from the masters who are now standing with you. What if that was always the plan? A returning Messiah is a returning consciousness of a Messiah, to imbue you with the power to change. Not that you sit there and watch it work in some way, negative or positive, as you were told. But what if it's you who are then starting to be changed, enhanced? You're going to live longer because of it. It needs to be accompanied with your intent and your belief, dear ones. And so many are worried, wringing their hands. It's horrible. It's never been worse. What's going to happen? And all of that creates fear. And there they will sit as long as they wish to, without light, in fear for tomorrow, turning to others to find out what they can do, how they can change it, instead of dropping into their heart and understanding they can change it. You see, consciousness is energy. And if that is so, and it's proven to be so, the next step is for you to create the consciousness of light, of peace, even sitting there and erasing your fear and your worry by yourself creates peacefulness on the grid of the consciousness of the planet, the field. You are part of a very, very large energy system called consciousness. The tools are here. The masters have returned. You have a choice to sit in the closet and worry and cry, or to come out of the closet and say, I am powerful, I am compassionate, and even though I don't see the things I want, I will visualize them coming. I will create light in my own life first. I will be peaceful with these things. I'll sleep better. I'll live longer. I won't have the pain of a worrier. And in that, I will change the field, and in that, others will see it and feel it, and in that, I will imbue myself with the beauty of the returning messiahs that I was told would come back. and they have. This is a powerful message for you, all of you, that which you have expected to come back and change this planet and create light is here. But it's here differently than you were told. It's here standing next to you with its hand out. Your favorite master is looking you in the eye. I have returned. I am back. Take my hand. How about this? Together, we'll get rid of the fear. Together, we'll get rid of the worry. Don't look around you too much and believe what others are telling you that should somehow then define your worry. That's what's going on. You're watching the media, they're telling you what to worry about, and you're doing exactly that. So you'll tune in again and perhaps even buy some of their products. You see where this is going. That's not what's happening on the planet. There's light here. There's compassion here. There are more people invested in helping others than ever before, hoping for a more compassionate earth, a more compassionate government, a more compassionate corporate structure, even perhaps a more compassionate church. All of those things, believe it or not, are possible. Some of them in progress. All of them attainable. That's why you're here. You came for this. You didn't come to worry. You didn't come to be a victim. You came to be a master. Dear ones, I'm crying. I would not tell you these things if they were not so. I am in love with all of you. And so it is.